earlier said it had mistaken to El Salvador, but has since refused to return. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen.
It is absolutely unjust and illegal to have this Marylander detained one more day in a prison in El Salvador.
CBS's Nancy Cordes reports there's no indication administration lawyers will change their stance today.
Their plan will likely be to try to say as little as possible. This U.S. district judge has required of them that they provide regular updates on what they are doing to bring Mr. Abrego Garcia back to the U.S. And in their filings, they provide as little information as possible.
And the Department of Justice says the administration will facilitate the return of Abrego Garcia if he were to arrive at a port, and then they would deport him to another country. The federal judge has blocked the administration from revoking the legal status of thousands of other immigrants, as Katrina Kaufman reports.
What this means is there is a temporary reprieve for these individuals who came into the United States under a Biden-era program. It's a temporary stay, but it means for now they will not have to self-deport out of the country.
Harvard University has rejected the president's limit activism on campus. The president, in turn, froze $2 billion in federal grants. Louisa Moeller reports.
Harvard Medical School said federal funds enabled innovations in cancer therapy, treatments for diabetes and obesity, therapies for autoimmune diseases, and the first gene editing therapy for sickle cell disease and more.
President Trump says China has reneged on a Boeing deal. Bloomberg is reporting Beijing has ordered airlines not to take further deliveries of Boeing jets. Trump later said it's up to China, not the U.S., to come to the negotiating table on tariffs. Other countries have, as Stacey Lynn reports.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says more than 75 countries have reached out and put deals on the table.
Proposals that are actively being considered.
And she acknowledges there's still a lot of work to be done.
But we do believe that we can announce some deals very soon.
As to President Trump hinting he might temporarily relieve the auto industry from permanent tariffs he previously imposed.
I think the point the president was making is flexibility, and he has flexibility when it comes to negotiations and talks.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Mexico's denying its farmers were dumping tomatoes in the U.S. after the Commerce Department complained of unfairly priced Mexican imports. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A plan for a new car wash set to be built at the Regency Mall development moved ahead following final approval from the Racine Common Council. At a previous meeting, Alders approved the apartment plan for the Regency Mall site called the Pritchard Park Apartments. The Woodman's is getting close to an opening sometime this year. The Gateway campus in Racine now has a place to help students needing more than a grant and a diploma. Students can now get support through what's called a Connection Center. The center provides food, professional clothing, and connects students to resources like housing and child care assistance. The Racine Common Council swears in four new members tonight. Malik Frazier in District 1, Nathan Pavan in the 15th, Jens Jorgensen in the 5th, and Grace Allen in District 9. Mary Land narrowly retained District 11. Major road work is set to begin on Main Street in Racine starting next Monday. The first phase of the project will have the stretch between Gould and Augusta closed for 2 months. And some people in Oak Creek are suing to block the Buc-ee's. It's proposed for just north of the Racine County line along I-94. People living near the Elm Road exit say the city of Oak Creek rushed zoning changes and ignored noise, traffic, and property value concerns. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Tigers trounce on Alexander.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Tigers 9-1. It was pitcher Tyler Alexander's second start for the crew, giving up 8 runs and 6 walks in just 4 innings.
You know, I thought I made some good pitches. I thought I made some bad pitches that they hit. You know, it seemed as though they eliminated in, especially cutters in, and as a result, I didn't really execute down or away very well.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I think Alexander, you know, the numbers don't look pretty for him, but this kid has sucked it up for us and taken on a role that's not normal to him. And Alvin Rodriguez came in and did a great job himself. A little different time to pitch when you're already nothing, but no discredit to Alvin. He did great. Should have been about a 3-0 game, and credit to Detroit the way they swing it.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready to head to Indianapolis to play the Pacers Saturday in game 1 of their best-of-7 playoff series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clearing sky for tonight with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. Highs into the mid 40s with a few more clouds in the afternoon. On Thursday, clouds return, a chance of showers, even a few thunderstorms. Highs mid 50s. Currently 51 degrees.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Timeless hits from the Beatles on WRJN. Well, put down that apple and grab a bag of chips. No, don't do that. That would be too extreme. But a study addressing an old wives' tale has not come up apples for apples. Researchers at the University of Michigan said people who eat an apple a day are a little more likely to keep the doctor away, but once they adjusted for all the other differences, that effect disappeared. There was one marked benefit for apple eaters. They are less likely to have needed prescription medication in the past year.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Come on, time! shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman. On the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing. Yeah, yeah. Bon, c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 bon. She'll sing in the evening, oh, familiar tunes. And she feeds me love and tenderness and macaroons. Sweet, sweet city woman. I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you.
Fun is that? It's the Stampeders and Sweet City Woman on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Did you listen to the morning show this morning? All this week, Don has your chance to win tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival. That's going to be April 24th through May 8th. There's going to be, you know, documentaries. There's going to be comedies, dramas. It's all there at the Milwaukee Film Festival. Don has your tickets between 6 and 9 a.m. all this week online at WRJN.com.
Today is... Yuck. Whether you were a winner or a loser this week, got a great offer for you. Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deal. And today only, purchase any gift certificates from Big Deal. Save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No promo code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save an additional 15%. Hurry in for best selection.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Hey, Racine, get in on the action and join the 262 Drive at 2210 Rapids Drive across from Horlick High School. Now through April 27th, bring non-perishable, unexpired food items to support the Racine County Food Bank and help feed families in need. Plus, receive discounts at Midwest Market, their way of saying thank you. And drop-off times Friday 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Donations are dropped off at 262 Boutique. Let's fight hunger and spread love one can at a time.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road. additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I feel that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. Now I want to play you a song from Blood, Sweat, and Tears that never reached number one. In fact, this was the third consecutive Blood, Sweat, and Tears song to stall at number two in the U.S. None of their songs ever hit the top spot, but they're in good company. Creedence Clearwater Revival had five number two hits with never having a chart topper. From 1969, here's Blood, Sweat, and Tears and When I Die on WRJN.
I'm not scared of dying. If peace you find in dying, well then let the time be near. If it's peace you find in dying, and if dying time is near, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on. Only my dying will tell, yeah, only
Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let go naturally, and when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Each month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads and our waterways. This month's aim is to promote safety on the water. And it's all available at racine.com/staying safe. It's the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission and WRJN. We'll get you into the newsroom here in a moment.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You wouldn't think concerns impact a Regency Mall development project, but here we are. A plan for a new car wash set to be built at the Regency Mall development moved ahead last night following final approval from the Racine Common Council. The decision came after a discussion about employee parking. The owner of a competing car wash down the road public comment and said parking was insufficient in the plan. Alders came to an agreement that the mall area has plenty of parking and moved the project ahead. In a previous meeting, Alders approved a plan for the Regency Mall site called the Pritchard Park Apartments. The Woodman's is getting done with a time this year. The Gateway campus in Racine now has a place to help students needing more than a grant and a diploma. Students can now get support through what's called the center provides food, professional clothing, and to resources like housing and assistance. Circuit John Fredrickson has formally filed for a recount following his 55-vote defeat to challenger Jamie McClendon in the April 1st race. It's for a position on Branch 7. Go deeper on what triggers a recount and the timeline in a spotlight story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clearing sky for tonight with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. Highs into the mid-40s with a few more clouds in the afternoon. On Thursday, clouds return, a chance of showers, thunderstorms. Highs mid-50s. Currently 51 degrees.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is here. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing well. You've heard the phrase, money can't buy happiness.
Yeah, I've heard right?
Money can't buy you love.
You've heard that? There's a song that we play, I think, that covers that topic.
Exactly. Can money buy fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Large numbers of people say that money can also buy career success. 78% of people said that.
I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, if you're, you know, you spend your money on a better education, maybe, or.
Well, if you're spending in high dollar bars and like going out to places where other high earners are, you might meet people and networking, I guess.
75% of people said money can buy good health. I think that's probably especially true in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. 72% said money can buy you physical attractiveness.
Yeah, I guess.
I think to a degree that's true. I think a lot of these are to a degree.
To a degree, yes.
Yeah.
You should have a new segment called To a Degree.
Yeah, okay. To a degree. 71% said that money can buy legal immunity.
I don't know, I guess.
Maybe not immunity, but...
Well, tell it to OJ.
Justice, yeah, I suppose. Let's see. The jury was still out on happiness. 63% said to some extent. See, there you go. That's what we were saying. To a degree. To some extent. 63%.
To a degree.
Yeah. 35% said not at all when it comes to let's see. Inner peace. 43% said money can buy you inner peace. I don't think that's necessarily true.
So it says
true.
To the llama. It says llama.
62% said 62% said money can buy you talent.
Well, I guess.
I suppose if you take piano lessons and
to a degree.
Yeah, okay. Intelligence. And a sense of humor.
You know what money can't buy you?
What can't one money can't
quality
buy?
Quality local radio station.
There you go.
Caters to the need of the community.
Hey, it's free.
Totally free.
Yeah, you can do that right here at 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, 98.1 FM.
That's right.
Or anywhere on the Civic Media app. Good promo there, Stuart.
All right. Yeah, no problem.
There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're I'm dreaming of, baby, you're the one that I'm.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Sunshine, she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Well, the Brewers continue their series with the Tigers tonight, and you're going to hear it right here on WRJN. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. See the entire sports schedule online at WRJN.com. Go Brewers! Baseball tonight at 6:05.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free, $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
W-R-J-N. There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little. Oh, I knew we was falling in love.
we're together nearly every single day singing. Single day singing.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. One great year, today featuring the class of 1968.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A hearing is still underway at this hour for Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. It's a follow-up after a judge ordered the Trump administration to provide her with updates on his whereabouts. His wife, Jennifer, spoke outside court.
Even though my heart is heavy, I find hope and strength. And those around me.
The Justice Department now says it will facilitate his return if he arrives at a port and then would deport him to another country. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
We haven't yet seen anyone held responsible in any of these cases. We haven't reached that level of contempt, but there is deep concern here. We are seeing actions taken that many legal scholars say potentially violate the Constitution.
President Trump has issued a new threat to Harvard, dropping its tax-exempt status. It comes after the administration froze $2.2 billion in grant funding for the school. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says it's over alleged anti-Semitic incidents on campus.
The university failed to impose formal discipline on any students for this anti-Semitic conduct violations, including the occupation of a campus building and the disruption of classes with bullhorns. The president believes Harvard should apologize to its Jewish American students for allowing such egregious behavior.
The administration has threatened other schools recently, too, including Cornell, Northwestern, and Brown. The University of Michigan last month closed its DEI office, citing executive orders from the president. The tit-for-tat tariffs continues, Bloomberg reporting that the Chinese government is halting deliveries of Boeing jets